within our own constitution, which guarantees the freedom of everybody, it also says that in exercising of your freedom, make sure that you don't disturb the freedom of others. Even within our own constitution, it is the police responsible for keeping law and order. So we say, if anybody wants to demonstrate, let him inform the police and be able to tell us who are the people he's going to demonstrate with, what routes they want to take, what their destination, so that we can provide security all along.
Minister, my question is, Dr. Besigye and the other people who are trying to walk, do they need a permission or a permit to walk? If I want to walk in Kampala, do I need a permission?
In Africa, the majority of the people are walking. So walking is not a big issue. They can walk if they want to walk. But if it is a demonstration of walking, let the people who organize it come out and report according to our law. But when you walk for a purpose and you've announced that I'm going to do this one, it will defy the established order. That's a different matter.
Mr. Minister, we talked with Dr. Besigye, and he said that he is walking to highlight the rising cost of fuel and other commodities in Uganda.
He had the chance as an alternative government to put those things that our government is useless. It has no contingency plan. I am the best one. He presented himself, and you know what he got from the population. Where does he get that mandate?
So,
and there are many ways of bringing that things up. Will the working be able to resolve that issue? He has got members in parliament. He knows we have not seen any petition from them. So what is happening? Why do you leave the channels which would go intended to solve a problem, and you go to a third one which will bring antagonism?